The first meeting of the new Stormont Assembly is set to result in a stalemate this afternoon, with the DUP blocking the election of a speaker. It means the Assembly cannot be formed, and the parties will have up to 6 months to try to reach an agreement to get the institutions back up and running. We can talk now to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney. Vincent, what's been happening today?
In many ways, not a huge amount. What happened was the MLAs have filed down the steps of the Great Hall in Stormont and into the chamber, and they did so to sign the register. Now, that's important because by signing their names in the register, that means they get a salary, they get paid. Now, as we said, a number of MLAs said to me privately this morning they felt embarrassed about this because they were signing up to get paid knowing that they won't be doing an awful lot in terms of assembly business. So they signed a register. They then also had to declare themselves as either nationalist, unionist or other. And that's important because of the way Stormont works, because it's all based on unionist and nationalist voting blocks. So that was done. They were due to break for lunch, then come back and appoint a speaker and then a first and deputy first minister. Now, we've known for a week or so that Geoffrey Donaldson was not going to appoint a deputy first minister to serve alongside Michelle O'Neill as first minister, which meant she couldn't be appointed anyway. But they've escalated things today by not backing the appointment of a speaker. And why that's important is that if a speaker was in place, the Assembly could continue to function. It could meet, there could be committee meetings, there could be debates, ministers could be called to meetings to be held to account. Without a speaker, there can't be any of that. The Assembly can't meet, committees can't meet, and there can't be any debates. So going forward, the Assembly will exist really in shadow form only.
Yes, and what rationale then did the DUP leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, give for blocking the election of a speaker?
He's repeated his rationale in terms of this is all about his campaign to get rid of parts of the Northern Ireland Protocol. He said that he wanted an end to what he called delay and dithering and said it was time now for action, as we can hear now.
Whilst others sit on their hands, we are not prepared to do that. We need decisive action taken by the government. So the message we're sending today is that the choice is clear. If the European Union is serious about protecting the political institutions and the Belfast Agreement and its successor agreements, the basis of political progress and stability in Northern Ireland, then they know what they need to do. And equally, the same message is there for our own government as well. It has been almost 2.5 years since the parties gathered here and reached an agreement, new decade, new approach. But I'm afraid it's the same old approach, dithering and delay, talking with no action. And the government signed up to that agreement. And all of the signatories to that agreement recognised the commitment that was made to restore Northern Ireland's place within the UK internal market. We want to be dealing with the issues that matter to people, whether it is the cost of living crisis, harmed by the protocol, prices driven up by the protocol.
That's the DUP leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, speaking at Stormont today. And the Taoiseach Micheál Martin was also asked about this in Kildare this morning.
I've been very consistent over the years about the necessity for political representatives, when elected, to take their seats in an assembly and an executive. I think that's the only way to fulfil the mandate that the people have given you. And there's a broad range of issues that were dominant in the campaign, cost of living being the main one, with health and housing. Yes, there are issues that unionism has raised with us in respect of the protocol, but those issues should not prevent the establishment of the assembly, the convening of the assembly, and the formation of an executive. And I have to say that the European Union has been very flexible from the outset in relation to the protocol issue, have engaged over quite a period of time now with the United Kingdom government and have advanced proposals and solutions, namely in the area of medicines, for example, in SPS and in customs. And the British government have not reciprocated in response to those advances that the European Union have put forward. In all of my discussions with political parties and indeed business and industry in Northern Ireland, nobody wants to put an end to or to cease access to the European single market. And the evidence is growing that the protocol is having a beneficial impact on the Northern Ireland economy in terms of foreign direct investment coming into the north.
That's the Taoiseach speaking in Kildare this morning. Vincent, back to you in Belfast. What happens next now?
Well, what will happen this afternoon is the acting speaker will formally adjourn the assembly, the sitting of the assembly. He'll adjourn it with no return date because it won't return until or if the parties can agree to go into power sharing together. Now, they will have 6 months in which to reach agreement. If they can't do so, Northern Secretary Brandon Lewis is under a legal obligation to set a date for a new election. At this stage, it has to be said, Justin, the omens aren't that good. Edwin Poots, the former DUP leader, speaking on Wednesday night, said the party is fully prepared to go into a series of elections over the next couple of years if it has to. Now, clearly there's a bit of a bluster here and a bit of negotiation, but certainly there are some within the DUP who are saying that if there's not an election, if there's an election this autumn and that doesn't resolve matters, they're quite prepared to go for another one. So the message they're sending to the government is that this is a long-term stance. This is not a temporary suspension. I have to say, members of the other parties are scratching their heads a bit. As far as they're concerned, this is the DUP once again putting their trust in Boris Johnson and the British government. Now, Boris Johnson has let them down on many occasions. Senior DUP members can see privately that they don't trust Boris Johnson politically. They aren't convinced that he will deliver. They're hoping he does, but if he doesn't, they and the institutions here at Stormont are in a fair bit of trouble.
All right, Vincent, thank you very much indeed for that. That's Vincent Kearney, our Northern editor in Belfast.